Hour. Damn, son, where'd you find this?
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
What's going on? This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy, live from St. Petersburg, Florida, and heard throughout the world or something like that. Call the show, 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can always tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can email me if you're traditional. RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
We have some breaking news. We have a huge announcement that has happened to Hoppy Hour within the last 24 hours. A moment in time that I'll never forget. The breaking news that just came here at the Hoppy Hour headquarters. We have picked up our fourth or fifth sponsor. I believe it's fifth. As Mattress by Appointment Hillsboro is now a part of the Hoppy Hour family. Let me tell you about this. If you go to any other mattress shop, you're legitimately going to go in and pay way too much money. It's just the fact. They're salesmen. They want to rip you off. But when you go to Dwayne the Mattress Guy's setup, Mattress by Appointment Hillsboro at 4410 Orient Road in Tampa, you're going to get a good deal because he built this company to make sure that everybody saves money on their sleep. Because think about it. You spend one third of your life in your bed. And if you're sleeping for 2 hours or you're someone that sleeps 10 hours after going out drinking in downtown Tampa, however long you're there or if you're making love, whatever you're doing in the bed, you're going to need a good bed. So why not go to Mattress by Appointment Hillsboro, 4410 Orient Road Drive, and that's in Tampa, and call him ahead of time because it's by appointment, like the name says. 813-452-5555. That's 813-452-5555. And then here's the best part. So I'm going to be doing the social media and helping promote Dwayne the Mattress Guy and Mattress by Appointment Hillsboro. So here's how it's going to go down. I'm not just going to do an occasional read on my show and be like, hey, thanks for paying me. I'm not putting in any effort. No. If you were to go to Mattress by Appointment Hillsboro and tell them that you heard about this on Hoppy Hour, I will probably interview you on camera for social media. It's a great time. You get to meet me and you save about 85% on beds.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic.
Oh, we have so much to get into.
The push to get WNBA star Brittany Griner home is intensifying.
I feel like it would have been intensifying harder if Trump was in office. And I'm not saying Joe Biden's not trying. I'm just kind of saying Joe Biden's not really trying. No one's going, oh my God, save Brittany.
The push to get WNBA star Brittany Griner home is intensifying as the WNBA opens their season with tributes to Griner across the league.
Oh, man. Well, you never, ever want to get caught smoking a vape pen without your medical card. You definitely don't want to do it over in Russia.
The State Department has Brittany Griner classified as wrongly detained in Russia.
But what did she do wrong? Oh, she brought drugs to another country. That's the problem. Is in America, we do a little slap on the wrist. O.J. Simpson committed murder. But when you do it over there in Russia, like, they're not just going to be like, oh, you're a millionaire, please leave. Like, we have this entitlement where we just allow the rich and elite to get away with whatever in this country at all times. Like, if Alec Baldwin's Rust movie was filmed in Russia, he'd be in a little more trouble. I'm just saying, if Caitlyn Jenner takes that life, he in a little more trouble. Here's what I'm saying. I'm saying the fact is Brittany Griner went to the wrong place to commit this crime.
And the U.S. Special Presidential Envoy for Hostage Affairs, Roger Carstens, is reportedly handling the case.
You can be handling the case, but are you doing anything about it? Because she's been there for about 1/4 of a year, 3 months. Nothing's happened. Oh, we're working on it. Oh, doesn't seem like you're doing a good job then. No progress is made in 3 months. And the WNBA, you can say what you want about it. Women playing sports. Let me comment in the comment section. That doesn't look like a kitchen. Okay, the WNBA sucks to watch. It's boring. I respect the athletes, but they're better than I'll ever be. I have that awareness. So all these dudes that don't get laid, they hate women. Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shut up!
Make us all look bad. But it's not like Brittany Griner is a household name. Unless you know about the WNBA. And I watch basketball, and I believe she's the first woman to ever like dunk in a basketball game. So she's a big deal.
We now consider Brittany Griner to be a case of wrongful detention.
For what? Russia's going to go, well, she had the weed pen. What's not wrongful about that?
According to CBS News, former U.N. Ambassador Bill Richardson is now assisting Griner's family.
He looks like he's really going to do a good job. He's like the 70-year-old boomer. That's who Russia's going to want to listen to, you know? Because they like listening to other people over there. They're really good about that.
Griner has been detained since February when Russian officials arrested her at an airport after their officers allegedly found vape cartridges with hashish oil in her luggage. Griner is a championship-winning center for the WNBA's
And you tell that to Russia and they go, who cares? She's a WNBA champion. And Russia's like, okay, we hate you.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Let me tell you about the best barber in all of the Bay Area, Rich Keeley Master Barbershop. Do you notice this trend? Do you notice this thing that I am able to manifest around me? Did I surround myself with success? When I get a sponsor for this show, which you can hit me up, ryanhappyradio@gmail.com or on social media. When I get a sponsor for the show, I want it to be a top-notch product. I record this podcast for the hardworking average Joe and Jane. Like, I want you truck drivers to be entertained. I want everybody listening at all the truck stops out there. I want to be the number one show via podcast wherever trucking's going on, wherever trucks are. Truck drivers are my vibe. So because I want to entertain the hardworking average Joes, the thing goes like this. I want to suggest to you and influence to you about the best things around. So when I tell you that Rich Keeley is the best barber in the Bay Area, I'm being honest because I want every truck driver out there and every plumber and every landscaper, whatever the hell you're doing, you're tougher than me, kind of. And also you're working hard and you should look good when you're working hard. RichKBarber.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Someone hook me up with a flame. I'm having a nut fill.
Light him up.
A meat wad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raise my whiskey. I'm going to get tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my balls.
I don't think Meatwad should be hanging around with these moon people.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yes. Did you hear the breaking news from this weekend that does not impact your life whatsoever? Did you hear about the two lovebirds that finally got married?
Kardashian and Travis Barker are married.
But don't worry, you didn't miss some star-studded affair, because the pair is just legally wed.
Oh, they're waiting for the season finale of the new Kardashian show to announce the wedding.
It's a beautiful thing.
A source tells ET, this Santa Barbara ceremony on Sunday was just a formality.
Oh, it's just a practice.
To make things official in the eyes of the law before a bigger
battle. Oh, I thought they were going to say the Lord, and I was like, oh, they finally found Jesus.
Of the law before a bigger bash in the coming weeks.
Between the hours of 10 p.m. to 2 a.m., we've been saying your Lord's name in vain for the past 20 years that we've been having sex, 25, 30. So maybe we should finally know about Jesus. Oh, God.
Before a bigger bash in the coming weeks. Our source says they'll actually be tying the knot in Italy.
Ah, sounds so romantic. That's where all the rich people go, ooh, look at us. We got married in Italy and cheated on each other with a bunch of side chicks.
An eyewitness tells ET the couple posed for pics for over an hour.
Oh, hell yeah, that's what true love is. Posing for pictures, for social media. Oh, you're living in the moment, and you love each other because you used a bunch of filters.
Quote, they seemed very in love and looked cute together.
Oh, that's good. What's the source going to say? Oh, they looked average and they were arguing. We're never going to find out the real truth about these Kardashians. They like to tell us what they want us to think.
They were kissing in most of the photos, especially in the car.
Yeah, Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian are kissing. That's so edgy. Yeah, Travis Barker, you go, bro. You put your tongue down her throat.
That car, complete with a just married sign. An eyewitness tells ET Kourtney and Travis did have a film crew along to document the moment, too.
Oh, so romantic. Hey, Johnny, make sure you got the right B-roll footage. Oh, you're living in the moment.
So chances are we'll see this on a future season of The Kardashians.
I'm so sometimes in awe of how hot my girlfriend is that I just kind of forget how to talk. And I can't imagine having a camera crew there for the...
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet that the other stations are tuned in to.
No! Happy Hot Topic!
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Today, in fake acting that comes from the Kardashian show, because nothing about it is genuine. Besides the entertainment it provides from forgetting about all life's problems.
I'm out. This is so ridiculous.
Yeah, is that what Kendall said last night when her boyfriend lost by 50 points in the playoffs?
I'm out.
I want to go back to Ben Simmons. His penis was bigger.
I'm out. This is so ridiculous. You won't let me speak, Scott.
Because
you're talking over me. I'm so over this. Scott, for real.
As Scott Disick continues to process the news of Kourtney Kardashian's engagement to...
Oh, and they show Scott Disick drinking a Fiji water, which is just so on brand with millionaires. Oh, we can't have the peasant water bottle from Wawa. I gotta have the water that's $9.
Continues to process...
And I'm gonna drink like one third of it and pretend like, why am I so dehydrated?
Over this. Scott, for real.
As Scott Disick continues to process the news of Kourtney Kardashian's engagement to Travis Barker.
We're just, you know, living our best lives.
How long did it take you to come up with that on the cue cards? We're just living our best life.
He's getting into some heated arguments along the way.
Kourtney met her soulmate. Mm-hmm. That's got to be hard for Scott to absorb. But
Kourtney's... How do I word this without getting canceled? How do I word this without pissing everybody off? Even though by saying that, I just kind of put a target on my back. Kourtney Kardashian is not a rocket scientist, but she's also not a dummy. But she's just Kourtney Kardashian, man. She's just another chick with money. So the fact that Scott Disick couldn't make it work with her, it's not like he was in some complex relationship with a scientist. You know what you're getting with Kourtney. So Scott must have been that awful. He must have been that terrible to be around. If you're like, I want to go to midlife crisis, Travis Barker.
I never expected him to be so angry and wound up over this.
Yeah, that's what happened. Scott was such a douche. There should be no problems in Scott Disick's life. Scott Disick represents millionaires that have everything, so they got to make a bunch of problems. If you got the money in the bank account, I'm not saying don't ever leave your house, but don't create problems. You literally, until the day you're in the ground, if you are a millionaire, you can just kind of just coast through life. But millionaires always have to create their own problems because they're bored.
He just needs to grow up and be a little more mature.
Well, you're one to talk, Chris. You're such a mature lady. Oh, you're a real mentor to the women out there.
Shut up!
During the most recent episode of the Famous Family's new Hulu series, the 38-year-old reality star gets into it with Court's mom, Kris Jenner, after learning he wasn't invited to her birthday dinner.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Imagine you have an ex that you have three kids with. Would you want to go to their in-laws dinner? He's just mad he wasn't invited. One of the best parts about my last girlfriend dumping me is I don't have to see that family again. It's great. Oh, hey, would you want to go to your ex's grandpa's birthday party? No. Hey, I also didn't have three kids with her, but anybody out there that's in a current divorce or situation, leave me a voicemail, 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. Tell me, you're in a different relationship. You've moved on. Do you hang out with your ex-wife or ex-boyfriend or whatever the hell you identify as? Do you hang out with their parents? I don't know why Scott would want to hang out with Kris Kardashian. She doesn't really seem like an angel. She doesn't really seem like someone you want to hang around. She's got kind of demonic vibes.
For me to hear that you are having a little soiree and you don't think to invite me makes me feel like complete.
He's not smart enough to realize that he doesn't even need to be around her.
To be honest.
And while Scott ultimately gets the invite to Kris's party,
He gets the pity invite. I don't even want that. If I hear that coworkers are having a birthday party and I'm not invited, I go, whatever. I don't want to force myself and like act like it bothers me. I'm like, whatever. I look at the person differently, but I'm not mad. You never want to be the person that wasn't invited at all, and then you ask to be invited on camera and then come off like a little bitch. No one ever goes, hey, I want to look like a simp today.
The awkward and tense.
And I'm not saying like it's bad for men to be emotional. I'm not saying it's bad for men to show like a heart and be upset. But there is a little bit of like man up. Like in the case of Scott Disick, okay, you weren't invited to the party. Don't be a little simp bitch to get invited by that porn director of a mother known as Kris Kardashian. Why do you care?
The awkward and tense moments just keep rolling in, this time between Scott and Court's sister, Kendall Jenner.
And why would they want you at the party if you're getting into fights with Kendall? Oh, yeah. He's the obsessive ex of our sibling, and he doesn't get along with another one of our siblings. Oh, please invite him to the party. Put him in the VIP section near everybody.
I didn't really invite anyone to my birthday.
Well, at the dinner at my house.
Yeah, he's mad that no one's inviting him. If you're having to ask why you're not being invited, man, you gotta look deeper.
Yeah, but literally that wasn't a birthday party, though. That wasn't a party.
Yep, another Kardashian-Jenner birthday party Scott is upset he wasn't included in.
Oh, you must invite me. I'm blonde and Caucasian. Everything should be given to me. And my name's Scott.
Never in a million years would Kendall not invite me to a birthday dinner.
Well, it happened.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Let me tell you about quadpod.com. You can go to any other platform that has a podcast and find okay podcasts. But at QODPOD.com/Ryan Hoppy, not only is it home to the best podcast known as Hoppy Hour, it has the other podcasts that are almost as good as me. For all the info, QODPOD.com.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Whoa, hey! Oh, hey! It's like a koala bear crapped a rainbow in my brain!
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Yeah, what up? Bitches! 856-49-HOPPY. 856-49-HOPPY. 404-974-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Let me tell you, man. If you're looking to hear the best top 40 music in all of the universe, go to zradiolive.com and keep listening to Z Radio Live if you're listening right now.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go!
All the info on our syndicate that airs us every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central. I'm getting all hyper. Zradiolive.com on Odyssey and TuneIn. And this following segment has been brought to you by Mattress by Appointment Hillsboro. 813-452-5555. Tell Dwayne the mattress guy, I sent you.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Is Jason Momoa dating someone new after his split from Lisa Bonet?
No, he's going to be single for the rest of his life. Come on now.
The Aquaman star has reportedly begun seeing actress Aza Gonzalez. Per multiple outlets. A source told People magazine, they are dating. He cares about her. He's in a great place, working on Fast 10. He's quite busy, and he's in a good place. A separate source told the outlet.
Whenever a guy says they're in a good place after a breakup, it's like, I'm not really in the mood. I'm not really ready. I'm not really down. I'm not really into, you know, feeling any emotion, but I'll bang ya.
But they're both busy with work, but are having fun together.
Exactly, I told ya.
It's nothing serious yet.
Blowjob here, going down on her here, banging out. That's what they're doing. They're not, like, emotionally attached. They're just giving each other oral sex.
Texas Hollywood has reached out to reps for Aza for comment. The reported romance comes 4 months after Jason and Lisa revealed that they were separating after more than 4 years of marriage.
No! It impacted me in no way!
And roughly 16 years together.
Oh.
They broke the news in an Instagram.
That's 16 years. That's kind of a waste.
Message and explain why they were going public with it, saying in part, we share this not because we think it's newsworthy, but so that as we go about our lives, we may do so with dignity and honesty.
So they're essentially saying, we know it's not newsworthy, but we think we matter more than you, so you all should know about it. It's called being a narcissist and thinking you're better than us. It's called being a narcissist and thinking that you matter more than us, even though we're all going into the ground. So these celebrities, don't let them fool you. They're no different than us. And actually, their poop smells worse because they have a lot of sushi.
Following month, a report surfaced claiming the two were working on things. But Jason set the record straight at the Oscars.
Yeah, I want to bang another vagina before I die.
Telling Access Hollywood that while he and Lisa were not back together, they'd always have that family bond.
That's good. So pretty much, they're just going to be good parents. And that's really good for them, man. That is a good thing. They're not being deadbeat parents. Which is actually asking a lot of dudes. You would be surprised out there. Don't ever look at someone's social media and see them posing with their daughter or posing with their kids. And don't ever just assume, oh, they took a nice photo on Father's Day. They must be an attentive, amazing father. Men will trick you out there. Men will think that because they post on social media or they're kind of there on holidays and they give you money, that they're parental figures. Just know that that is not always true. That what you see on social media is not always the truth. So when you hear that Jason Momoa is being a good father and not leaving for the family, it's like, that's good, but that should be expected. But men are so bad out there. Men are so pathetic that you would be surprised.
We're family, you know?
Forever.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we have two beautiful children together.
That's good, man. 856-49-HOPPY. It's weird. I don't like talking about when I worked in Cleveland Radio. I'm not a big fan of it. I'm not a big, like, woo, woo, woo. But I will tell you, when I met Machine Gun Kelly, he was cool as hell. We talked for 25 minutes. I didn't get his number. We didn't hang out again, but I saw him that day. And we were talking, we were hanging out, and he was super cool. And if you would have told me that that dude I was hanging out with, the one that had a song, I'm a wild boy, I'm a wild boy. If you would have told me, I'm a be banging Megan Fox and dressing in weird dresses, I would not have saw that coming.
Machine Gun Kelly is paying tribute to his fiance Megan Fox, and he may have dropped two major bombshells during his 2022 Billboard Music Awards performance. The rocker performed his song Twin Flame in honor of his lady love on Sunday night.
And what's funny is any of the Gen Xers that hate on him, do you think Chris Cornell or Kurt Cobain, no, I'm not comparing them in talent, just by popularity, just because you're an older boomer and Gen Xer and you don't listen to current day music, you can't live in your universe where you think things from 40 years ago are relevant. Every old person is doing that now where they don't want to accept that MGK is the new Kurt Cobain. All I'm saying is this. Your parents probably thought Kurt Cobain was a scumbag, that Chris Cornell was a scumbag, that all of them were losers. And then the Beatles were hated by our great-grandparents. And the Big Bopper, oh, what a douchebag he was. He was hated by our great-great-grandparents. I'm just saying, you come off old when you hate on MGK. It's all relative. Shut up.
And implied that he is married to the Transformers actress.
I wrote this song.
I got to skip over this because they're playing music. And the copyright laws will slap me across the face like Tori Black after a day of work.
Also shouted out the couple's future kids, sparking immediate speculation about their family plans.
And this is for...
All right, I can't play any more of this. Pays tribute to wife Megan Fox and her unborn child. I wonder what Megan Fox and... MGK would be like his parents. Here's how I imagine it. We gotta sage the house, man, and get rid of the demon juice. Nah, your kid just shit himself. That's not, you know, demon juice. That's just called being a parent. 856-49-HOPPY.
Go to the supermarket and there are always offers to be had. But many of those products are high in fat, sugar and salt. And come the autumn, multi-buy deals on such items were due to be banned.
Go to Sky News for the honest news. CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, any of them. They're not going to give you the real news. If you want to see how the world thinks about us, if you want to see unbiased news, go to Sky News on YouTube. It's great.
But now the government has backtracked, saying it wants to prevent a further squeeze on living standards.
It's just amazing.
That hasn't gone down well with health campaigners like Graham McGregor.
Yeah, I'm a boomer and I don't want to make things better. I'm stuck in my old ways because what was happening in 1980 totally works now. Oh my God. Boomers are like, millennials are the worst. Millennials are the worst. And they're like, where's your 401k? It's like, well, you ruined the economy.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com, 2800 22nd Street North, and that's in St. Petersburg, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. When I tell you that Amir Academy, that Amir is the best trainer for MMA, kickboxing, Muay Thai, he does it all, and he will get you into shape. And he's not like one of those, you know, workout trainers you get where they put in some effort and they kind of care. No. He's top notch. He is the best of the best. But you got to want to go. 2800 22nd Street North, and that's in St. Petersburg, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. AmirAcademy.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Well, it was good while it lasted, I guess.
But Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole two towns over. Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Such an elegant concept. A simple, lowly hole to commemorate his glory.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
What up?
The most listened to radio show. The other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yes. 856. I got back pain. 49 Hoppy. It's 856. I'm getting old. 494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. And for all the info, RyanHoppyRadio.com. There you can see all the platforms to listen to Hoppy Radio on if you're listening right now on C Radio. You listen on TuneIn, Spreaker, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Deezer, Spotify, all of them. Amazon Music. Search up Hoppy Radio, HOPPE Radio, and spread the word.
No! Hoppy! Happy Hot Topic.
Today in really sad news, but also, never mind.
Britney Spears has made a heartbreaking announcement.
Yeah.
The pop superstar and her fiancé, Sam Asghari, revealed that Britney suffered a pregnancy loss.
Like, I'm really sad and it sucks and whatever, but I just, maybe it was meant to be.
The couple shared their sad news in a joint Instagram statement on Saturday, thanking fans for their support during such a difficult time.
I mean, she was just under a conservatorship for 13 years. I mean, live your life. And her kids are about to like be 18. Man, Sam really bothers me. Like, he really seems like he's using Britney. I don't know, man. Sam's the thing that none of the Britney fans want to talk about. He seems like that douchebag that comes up to you and he just gives me bad vibes, man.
Writing in part, it is with our deepest sadness we have to announce that we have lost our miracle baby early in the pregnancy. This is a devastating time for any parent. Perhaps we should have waited to announce until we were further along. However, we were overly excited to share the good news. Our love for each other is our strength. Despite their grief, Britney and Sam made it clear that they still have hope to share children together, adding, "We will continue trying to expand our beautiful family." And Sam writing in the comment section, "We will have a miracle soon."
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
This next headline. Oh man, it's spicy.
Amy Duggar King is speaking out about her family support for Josh Duggar ahead of his sentencing.
Yeah, the Duggar family never really gave me good vibes. I never really looked at the Duggar family and was like, oh, that's people I want to hang out with. They seem so awesome because they believe in God. And not even knowing the concept of pulling out. Well, the Duggar family has protected Josh for way too long. I'm glad somebody from that creepy family spoke up.
After Josh's wife, Anna Duggar, and mom, Michelle Duggar, reportedly each wrote letters to the judge asking for leniency for Josh, Amy took to Twitter to sound off.
We're religious and we have money. Can we have everything given to us to make everybody think that our family's really cool? Oh, they're the worst. They creep me out, man. Like, they're the ones that make religion look bad. Like, you can believe in whatever the hell you want. I don't know what to believe in, not really much. But man, they make all religious people look bad.
Writing, quote, "First of all, Josh is funny, charismatic, kind, and all the things my aunt listed in the letter."
Oh, yeah. He's a real good guy, the way he touches underage people. He has good one-liners at the dinner table, though.
But there's a sinister side, a side to him that makes your skin crawl.
Yeah, sounds like a sociopath. It sounds like something Josh would be.
You can't ignore what he did years ago and what he was caught looking at.
Yeah, underage porn, kind of a big deal, kind of creepy, kind of demonic, kind of evil. Oh, but I thought you guys believed in God.
Are they delusional? And in a follow-up tweet, she wrote, "Wake up, people. Stop living in denial."
Yeah, they seem to just be living in, like, not talking about it publicly and sweeping it under the rug.
Amy followed up in a statement to People magazine, saying she doesn't want anyone to, quote, "make the mistake of assuming she supports her cousin."
That's good. I'm glad somebody went out there and said the truth, because I am sick and tired of hearing them protect him.
Shut up!
It's infuriating.
Shut up!
Adding, quote, "I'm struggling to even find the words to express how angry I am."
Got it.
"I'm angry at my cousin. I am deeply disappointed in him as a person. But let me tell you, I am furious at the family that looked the other way and still today refused to hold him accountable."
Hell yeah.
"I take a lot of intentional effort to protect my mind and heart, and still, this has me crumpled."
Oh, it sounds like a fun time.
"You know what? We're not supposed to be okay in light of any of this."
I wonder what Thanksgiving dinner's like. Probably awkward.
"And I'm giving myself the grace to feel all the anger and sadness and disappointment running through me," she told.
Oh, so now you're making it about you because you want to be famous. Got it.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. Posters, business cards, yard signs, whatever the hell you need printed up, you can get it at WestchasePrinting.com. And they were going to hook you up with the best deal around anyway, but when you go there and tell them I sent you, oh man.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Bizarre.
Oh, the
this little guy. Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give it to you.
Bizarro, I love you. Bizarro, I love you.
Money.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
I'd like a $9,000 prostitute, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
What the hell is going on with The Voice? It says here, Camila Cabello replacing Kelly Clarkson. Out with the old, in with the new. Ah, TikTok's annoying.
Yeah, if that TikTok didn't make it clear, Camila Cabello is officially taking Kelly Clarkson's seat on The Voice.
Bye!
Kelly Clarkson seems so insufferable. I don't know why we have to pretend she'd be nice to be around. You don't have to lie. Miss Independent's a bop. She's an okay talk show host, but you don't have to lie and pretend she'd be nice to be around it. She'd be fun to be around it. She'd be courteous and cool.
At least for season 22.
I mean, I'm so excited.
Hell yeah, you are, Camila Cabello. You're going to make Shawn Mendes sad. He'll be seeing you on TV all the time.
Camila made the reveal on Sunday, following in the digital footsteps of returning coach Gwen Stefani.
Oh, yeah. That shit is bananas. That she's on TV. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Posted her own duet with husband Blake Shelton.
I mean, let's be real here. If she wasn't a famous singer, her talent on TV, like, she's not bad, but there's nothing you go, oh, my God, the way Gwen does her thing on TV, she's like nobody else. She's pretty bland.
And returning coach John Legend a couple days earlier.
Whatever. John Legend is such an asshole, man. God, he gives me such bad vibes. Anybody who would find sexual attraction with Chrissy Teigen, you're not somebody I want to hang out with.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Speaking of someone I don't want to hang out with.
Travis Scott hit the stage at the 2022 Billboard Music Awards and delivered quite the performance.
Oh yeah, Travis Scott, when he went up there.
The rapper took to the stage on Sunday in Las Vegas to perform Mafia with you.
I didn't care about my fans that died in the crowd.
Visuals left some viewers underwhelmed.
Yeah, Travis Scott creating underwhelming music? That's never, ever happened before.
And many took to social media to share their reactions. While some weren't fans of his BBMA's performance, others also praised him.
Yeah, that's how it goes. You put content out there, you're gonna get love, and you're gonna get hate. You're gonna get love, and you're gonna get haters.
His Mafia performance marked the Sicko Mode rapper's first award show performance since the Astroworld tragedy in November.
He's so edgy, bro. He calls it Sicko World, man. When you gotta let everybody know what's going on in the world, it's really not happening. So Sicko World over here, bro. We watch our fans die, man. We're so fucking edgy. And we knock up the Kardashians without any, you know, even moral. Not moral, but without any even thought. Oh, I might create a kid here that I'll be a deadbeat father to. Hell yeah.
Which left 10 people dead. Earlier this month, the 31-year-old gave his first public performance since the tragedy.
Oh, you're so noble. I'm glad you're really putting yourself out there, man. You're going to the local open mics. You're mingling with the fans.
When he performed in Miami amid Grand Prix weekend.
I think I heard it. I was in Miami with my uncle, and it might have actually been him, because they were just like, mmm, 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 mmm. It was like, we had a hotel on the beach at the Radisson on Collins Avenue. Hell yeah. And I don't know. It was just, there was a loud festival, and like, it was like in a compact area by the beach, and you just hear the ecstasy being popped, the midlife crisis, blowjobs happening in the audience, all the weird things millennials do at EDM concerts. They're a bunch of sluts. And they look awful with their burnt face.
BBMAs, he posed for pictures on the red carpet with Kylie Jenner. Their daughter Stormy was also at the event and looked adorable.
Oh, that's good. The kid looks cute. Let's forget about the fact that he watched his fans die. Oh, what's going on with this insufferable person?
Hoda Kotb is open to looking for new love.
Oh, yeah. Hoda seems like she totally doesn't have, like, just like low sex drive, just not fun to be around. Just like I'm in heat. Leave me alone. I don't want to do anything fun.
Following her split from fiance.
Where's the cigarettes?
Say Joel Schiffman. At an event earlier this week, celebrating the 70th anniversary of the Today Show.
Oh, her smile's so insufferable. It just seems so forced.
The journalist opened up about what the...
Hi, guys! I don't know how to be a human!
The future holds for her when it comes to dating. She told People magazine, I haven't really thought about who I would see myself with, but I do have to say something.
What?
My sister even said and asked me at one point, are you afraid to be by yourself? And I said to her, I'm not going to be by myself. And I don't know why I said it so clearly, but I actually knew that my heart is open. I have an open heart.
You said it because you haven't been laying like 9 months and you're really, you know, fiending for it.
The TV personality added, I know at some point, and I can see it, it will happen.
Oh yeah, manifest it, bro. Oh no, you're Hoda, man. You're Hoda from TV. Go to a bar and just dress up all hot or whatever, I don't know.
When? I can't say. But I assured her, I said, oh, don't worry. No worries. Oh. I said, I'm going to be just fine.
That's good. We were so worried, Hoda, but knowing that you're going to be fine, oh, that helps me sleep at night.
Whenever Hoda does take that step, she'll have the support of her Today Show co-anchor, Savannah Guthrie, who told People magazine that she's available to help her pal find the right match, saying that person would have to be spectacular.
Oh, man, that's great. Sounds like she's not pretentious at all. Hoda, so much fun to be around.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Let me tell you about FitSageFitness.com and Devin Prasad. He is the best trainer in all of the Bay Area. You know what? Let's go to FitSageFitness.com and tell him I sent you.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Damn, son. Where'd you find this?
Doctors say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Happy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
I ain't saying she's a gold digger.
Kanye West's new lady appears to have some new ink.
Oh, that's what we're paying attention to in a nice tight dress. The ink.
Chaney Jones shared several images on her Instagram story on Thursday.
Yeah.
And in a couple of the shots, it seems like she has Ye tattooed near her wrist.
Of course she does. She wants to wipe him down and take half his money.
The rapper and Chaney have been linked since February. Prior to that, he was dating Julia Fox. Ye's ex, Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, she's been irrelevant since then. She probably shouldn't have dumped him. Golden gems or uncut gems. Uncut gems. God, she's the worst. She gives me weird vibes, man.
Ye's ex, Kim Kardashian, has been dating Saturday Night Live comedian Pete Davidson.
Hell yeah.
The funny man actually has gotten some ink of his own in tribute to the Skims founder.
Of course he did.
She opened up about her man's tattoo.
Pete Davidson having tattoos? That never happens.
Tribute to the Skims founder. She opened up about her man's tattoo tributes while on the Ellen DeGeneres show in March.
Oh, Ellen's the one that really gets the pretentious people to talk.
Is it your name or is it like a little...
The branding is my name.
Right.
The other ones are like cutesy things. I think my favorite one, it says here, it says my girl is a lawyer.
You know what I wonder? I wonder how much of that relationship that Pete Davidson commands and how much of it he is just whipped. He is just whipped out of his mind. I'm just saying, man.
Access Hollywood's Kit Hoover spoke to the Kardashian star in April, and she opened up about where her relationship stands with her ex, with whom she shares four kids.
Yeah.
8-year-old Northwest, 6-year-old Saint, 4-year-old Chicago, and 3-year-old Psalm.
Makes sense.
Kim, how are you navigating Kanye so gracefully? What's the
key? running as fast as I can from him.
Key to keeping that right.
Yeah.
Oh, there's just so much love there. Like, no matter what.
He's a good guy.
So much love there. And there always will be.
He means well.
And we're always connected and we're always family. So.
Yeah, you had like 9 kids with him. 8, 5, 6, 49, Hoppy.
2 months after pausing its operations in Russia because of the Ukraine invasion, McDonald's said today it will be closing all of its restaurants in that country.
Oh, you're doing Russia such a hardship by leaving. You know what you should do? Make the food cheaper so that they all get fat. If you really want to get back to Russia. But they're just going to get in better shape. And I feel bad for, like, the Russians. Not like the bad people. Like, Vladimir Putin can go fuck himself. But I'm talking about, like, just, like, think about just, like, the everyday average Joe that lives there. And they don't hate the Ukraine, and they don't want to be a part of it. And they lose McDonald's and all these different services. I'm saying, like, it's just weird, man.
For good. McDonald's says the humanitarian crisis caused by the war, the unpredictable business environment, and its own values.
Oh, the values of McDonald's. We've caused so many people to die, but the value.
Make it impossible to keep operating in Russia. The company says it will try to find a local buyer for its 800 Russian restaurants. However, they will no longer carry the McDonald's name, logo, or other branding. The company.
I don't care anymore. What's going on with Will Smith and Chris Rock? Oh, yeah, that was still 2 months ago, but news keeps talking about it for some reason. But then again, maybe me playing it proves why people keep talking about it.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Up next, Chris Rock, the actor and comedian, is once again sharing some of his thoughts about that incident at the Oscars.
Oh, I think I remember that one.
As you almost certainly recall, back in March, Will Smith slapped Rock after the comedian made a joke about Jada Pinkett Smith. Well, now, during a show at London's Royal Albert Hall, Rock joked, "I'm okay, if anybody was wondering."
Yeah, it was like 2 months ago. We've moved on, bruh.
I got most of my hearing back.
You're so funny, Chris. Usually you are.
Rock is across the pond for a series of stand-up shows.
So he's okay. Are we just going to keep talking about that till the end of times?
He's got 7 Super Bowl rings.
Oh, this voiceover guy is the worst. Maybe I'm just projecting about myself. Not at all, because I'm awesome.
He's got 7 Super Bowl rings, a supermodel spouse, and
she seems really uptight and a little pretentious.
A blossoming movie career. And brace yourselves, football fans, because Tom Brady is finally ready to talk.
Tom Brady just announced what he'll be doing after retirement. He'll be joining Fox Sports on a massive $375 million contract over 10 years.
Hey, nobody said talk was cheap. Fox Sports announced Brady will be coming on board as a lead analyst.
He's going to suck so badly. Oh, because it went so well with Drew Brees.
But the retired / unretired superstar was quick to add he still has unfinished business on the field.
Think about how awesome that is. Think about that you could play football for as long as you want to play football.
Whatever, Harvey. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. Harvey talking about sports is like me talking about Broadway. It doesn't mix. Tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. I don't know, man. I just don't get it. Looking at all these celebrity news, and I'm just going like, man, they really spend their life just creating drama at all times.
As we come on the air, we're learning more about the shooter's additional plans. Officials say they are investigating this as a federal hate crime, calling it the act, quote, pure evil. 10 people were killed.
Yeah, it really makes you put things into perspective. And I have this new thing, like, I went to Armature Works for Game 7 of the Lightning. And I was always looking for an exit. The, like, fire alarm was going off, and everybody's like, oh, we're drunk, go Lightning. And I'm like, how do I get out of here very easily? I'm always on edge.
3 others wounded when the heavily armed gunman entered a supermarket and opened fire on the mostly black customers and employees. We have team coverage this morning, starting with World News Tonight anchor David Muir on the scene there in Buffalo for us. Good morning, David.
Yeah, good morning. You've been after
Robin, good morning. It is nearly impossible to wrap your head around the horror that unfolded here at this grocery store behind me.
It's one of those things, whenever there's a shooting, it's like the idea of dying. You're like, it's not going to happen to me. Like, why wouldn't it happen to you? It's getting scary out there.
Community members are shopping on a Saturday afternoon when police say an 18-year-old in tactical gear who drove from his home hours away.
Oh, I'm sure he needed all the guns.
Came here, did reconnaissance around this store, and we learned that a store manager saw him sitting on a bench outside the store in camouflage gear the day before, asking him to leave, then coming back the next day, opening fire in the parking lot and then inside. Authorities say all of it, Robin, driven by racist hate. And just moments ago here, right here on the scene, the police commissioner telling us, had the suspect not been caught, that he planned to continue his rampage right down Jefferson Avenue here in Buffalo.
This morning, a demand for answers here after the deadly mass shooting at this supermarket in Buffalo, New York, that authorities say was driven by racist hate.
This is an absolute racist hate crime. This is someone who has hate in their heart, soul, and mind.
An 18-year-old gunman opening fire at this top supermarket.
And it's just infuriating that he goes in there and does that. And he's just going to get, you know, his own cell. He's going to get his own treatment in jail. You know what you should do? Electrocute that bitch right now. Just take him out. On the Al Kuck show, when it was on the bone, he had, I forget his name, the guy Jack, who is the famous Fox anchor. I forget his last name. It's not Harris. That'd be Jack Harris. There's another guy. Anyway, LKAC interviewed one of the most famous Tampa Bay news anchors of all time, and he was there at the electric chair of Ted Bundy, and he said the whole time until Ted was about to die, he was smiling, and then you saw the honest side of him. If we were to prosecute these shooters to the fullest and take them out, maybe it would end. But these losers have no reason to be outside of jail. So you're kind of doing them a favor by locking them up, and they get to live. Take them out. Bye, bitch. You're found guilty. Peace out. We got to treat them with rights. He didn't have any rights when he was walking around the place in Buffalo, New York, committing racist rape crime. Jesus, I'm getting my speech impediment. When he was committing racist hate crimes, that's hard to say. I'm just saying, why are we letting him get away with it? Take him out. Bye, bitch. Burn in hell.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
This following segment has been brought to you by, let me think about this, Mattress. By appointment in Hillsboro. Woohoo! When I tell you that Dwayne the Mattress Guy will save you up to 80% off on the prices for beds. I'm a man of my words. I would not lie to you. I would not steer you in the wrong direction. Mattress by appointment in Hillsboro. Call ahead of time. Schedule an appointment. That's why it's called Mattress by Appointment Hillsboro at 813-452-5555. That's 813-452-5555. And it's 4410 Orion Road in Tampa. Hit them up.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
I got PhDs in 4 scientific disciplines.
Really?
Why do you think they call me Dr. Quinn?
I just thought that was a nickname. You know, like Dr. Dre. East Side.
God, you're stupid.
Hey, shut your hat.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY.
Ladies and gentlemen. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can always tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. You can listen to Hoppy Radio on Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, Mixcloud, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer, Odyssey, all of them. Search up Hoppy Radio, H-O-P-P-E Radio.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go!
And before we end this show, we got a few more news clips to do. But I want to get the quick plugs out of the way. This has been brought to you by RichKBarber.com. Rich Keeley Master Barbershop is the best in the Bay over at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard. Sign up ahead of time at RichKBarber.com. It's also been brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com, 2800 22nd Street North, and that's in St. Petersburg, AmirAcademy.com. This has also been brought to you by FitsageFitness.com. When I tell you that Devin Prasad is the best trainer in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. I would not lie to you. FitsageFitness, Fit_Sage_Fitness on Instagram. Add him today, FitsageFitness.com. It's been brought to you by WestChaseprinting.com. At WestChaseprinting at DJ Tone Tampa on Instagram.
Live from Tampa Bay.
You notice I support the Tampa Bay talent?
Live from Tampa Bay.
Hit them up. WestChaseprinting.com. And finally, like I said before, our newest sponsor. It's a part of the Happy Hour family. What a family that is. Mattress by Appointment, Hillsboro, 4410 Orient Drive, Orient Road, rather, in Tampa Bay. 813-452-5555. That's 813-452-5555. Call Dwayne the Mattress Guy and tell him that you heard about it on Happy Hour and he will hook you up. One more time, 4410 Orient Road Drive. All right, what the hell is going on with Apple?
Oh, happy hot topic.
Apple CEO Tim Cook delivering a message to the graduating class of Gallaudet University.
I wonder what Tim Cook said to the graduates. Like, just make a good enough product that people have to come back every 2 years. Don't be the best you can be. Just put in good enough work. Steve Jobs was all about being the best you can be and that we're always naked and we'll die someday. Like, he was deeper, he was smarter, he was more talented than Tim Cook could ever dream of. Tim Cook's just going to be like, be good enough that people have to keep coming back to you. Make sure the product's not that good. I'm just saying, I'm being honest with you.
Following the success of Apple TV's Coda, the first streaming movie to win a Best Picture Oscar, ABC's Kenneth Moten joins us from the campus this morning in Washington with how it all came together only on GMA.
Tim Cook goes, hey, no one's really talking about the Apple 13, the iPhone 13. Can I speak of your college, please?
And Kenneth, he was answering a special request from a student.
Oh, man. He's such a good guy.
Yes, he was, Janae. Good morning.
He can go fuck himself because there's this thing called a touch disease where your iPhone begins to die after a few years. Fuck you.
It was an incredible day here on campus at Gallaudet. Hundreds of graduates.
I don't care anymore. So he spoke and inspired everybody, and he was doing such a good job. And everyone's going, oh, my God, you go, Tim Cook. Keep raising the prices on our cell phones to make our parents go broke paying for our cell phone bill. Thank you so much, bud. Fuck you.
To a possible hitch in the Twitter sale, Elon Musk putting it on hold due to news about spam accounts.
Oh, no, Elon Musk isn't going to buy Twitter. That impacts my life.
Deirdre Bolton has the story. Good morning.
What I liked was the verified account thing where, like, you have to make sure you're not an anonymous troll. That was the only good thing. Getting mad about Twitter is like, Twitter's already a shitty place. Who cares?
Deirdre.
Good morning, Michael. Surprising announcement from Elon Musk, the world's richest man.
Yeah, we're aware.
Tweeting a Twitter deal temporarily on hold. Pending details supporting calculation that spam, fake accounts, do indeed represent less than 5% of users.
Okay. Who cares? It's the most hateful place. It's at least a little bit better than Reddit, because at least on Twitter, you can follow somebody and be a fan. But like, Adam Carolla said it best, and then Jack Harlow said it too. Adam Carolla said two things. Always invest in your own success. That's why radio shows that pay for their own equipment always go farther. And then secondly, the other thing was he never feels good about himself after Googling himself on Google, was what Adam Carolla said, but he said it in a much more elegant way. And then Jack Harlow recently was saying that he was getting mental health problems by going on Reddit and Googling his haters. Because believe it or not, as confident as Jack Harlow is, he has a lot of haters. So what I'm saying is, like, at least with Twitter, it's like people can kind of follow you, but there's really no good part of Reddit. You have to be an anonymous person that just wants to talk shit. And the people, it's basically, it's not for content creators. because it's just going to hurt the feelings of content creators. Reddit's for critics that don't have the integrity or the guts to create anything original. I'm just saying. It's all pointless. It really is. The most eye-opening moment that social media doesn't matter is when you are talking to somebody and you think you know what they look like, and then you meet them in person, and then you're like, oh, I don't know you. You're just an anonymous person on the internet. And speaking of douchebaggery...
And there you have it, the closing bell at the New York Stock Exchange, signaling the end of the trading day. Stocks dropped today as the indexes swung.
Whatever. It's supposed to tell me that crypto meltdown deepens. Yeah, it's fake money. Wow, dude, my crypto bank is so big. Who cares? Oh my God, you're going to be so mad. Who cares? You're going to be dead someday. No one cares about your fake wallet. I want the real money. I want the money that's going to make me a millionaire. Not like, oh, let me trust the computer and hope that I don't forget my password. No, give me the money, 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 money.
We're learning new details of how America's most wanted fugitives, Casey and Vicky White, were cornered.
Poor Vicky, man. She hadn't gotten any good penis in years. She's never found somebody that loved her, and this criminal loved her. That's the problem. The sheriff was like, we don't know why Vicky would do that. What the dick?
They had been staying at this Motel 41 in Evansville, Indiana.
Hell yeah, that's where I want to be, a Motel 41 with a criminal in Evansville, Indiana. I wonder if she had a moment in her life where she went, I'm in Evansville, Indiana with a fugitive I'm having sex with.
A week. Here's Megan Alexander.
The escaped prisoner and his jail guard lover checked into this motel in Indiana and a room just like this one. It's very simple. It has a bed, a table, a television, a fridge, a microwave. But probably most noticeable is how quiet it is here.
Yeah, nothing really goes on in Evansville, Indiana. No one goes, oh my God, let's go to Evansville this weekend.
Shut up!
On Tuesday, May 3rd, Casey White abandoned their pickup truck in a car wash and
That was going to end well.
Switched to this gray Cadillac.
The owner of this car wash in Evansville, Indiana, captured everything on surveillance video.
Yeah.
So he pulled up into this bay for a couple of minutes with his truck, while Vicky, moments later, pulled her car down this street. And as we saw on the video, she pulled down 10, 20 feet.
For her, there must have been no going back. Like literally, there's no going back.
He nonchalantly exited the car wash and got in Vicky's car.
Oh, that's a good idea, Vicky. Really planning this out well.
But it wasn't until yesterday, May 9th, that U.S. Marshals tracked the Cadillac to the motel where they were hiding out. The final pursuit started moments.
I don't care anymore, man. I don't care. Rest in peace to Vicky. 856-49-HOPPY.
All eyes will be back on the Johnny Depp Amber Heard defamation trial on Monday, with Amber Heard returning to the stand.
Why is this going on 30 days later? There is something that is being hidden from us. I don't know, man. Maybe the fact that Joe Biden's our president and we're pretending he's doing a good job.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over.
And like that,